My friends, I think it's no exaggeration to say that the Lent of 2020 is one we will remember for the rest of our lives. The last few days have been unprecedented in living memory. We've had to scramble to establish a new normal for ourselves for the next few weeks. We've learned to live with uncertainty and fear, and helping our kids feel safe through it all. We've had phrases introduced into our vocabulary like social distancing and self-quarantine that a few weeks ago would have sounded strange, but are now part of common parlance. Many of you are struggling with being separated from the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist and from your parish family. All of this and so much more is contributing to making this Lent unique. Yet as human beings do, we tend to focus on the negative, and there is certainly a lot of that. But there are also opportunities that this unique Lent is presenting to us. Opportunities like the freeing up of our schedule to spend more time together as a family. Opportunities like having more time for prayer, both individually and as a family. And there are the myriads of opportunities that the internet is providing to practically force the church into the 21st century. And let's not forget the greatest opportunity of them all, the invitation to remember that God is still in charge, and it is He who must be the central focus of life. And now that all the many distractions are gone, those lesser goods that we focus so much of our energy on, let's focus on the message that God has for us today in His holy word that we have just heard. We have nowhere to go, nowhere to be after Mass today. So let's really focus on the word. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and saw that one of the churches that I follow had changed their message series to focus on the current crisis. They put their Lent series on hold to focus their attention on helping folks navigate the situation at hand. This is certainly laudable. There's nothing worse than when a preacher is completely disconnected from what's going on in the world. And then I remembered how our current message series, In the Beginning, came to be. It was a few weeks before Ash Wednesday, and I was sitting in the chapel during Friday Adoration, thinking about what we should preach on this Lent. Various ideas were floating through my head, and none of them were particularly exciting. And then I went to pick up our hymnal, the hymnal that has the readings in it, and suddenly I heard a voice in my mind say, "Look at the first readings." And that's when I went through and saw that all the first readings this Lent focus on the great stories and characters of the Old Testament. And thus our Lent series was born. Now, perhaps you could say it was a coincidence or a brilliant breakthrough, but I think it's much more likely that it was an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is He who makes God's word eternally relevant. He inspires our mind to receive words that were spoken and written 2 millennia ago, and He makes them pertinent to the lives that we live now. I truly believe that God wants this series to come to be because He has a message for us. So we don't need to change what we're talking about this Lent. We need instead to listen to what the Spirit has to say and trust that the Spirit will make the Word come alive to help us right here and right now. The first reading today from the first book of Samuel tells us about how David became king of Israel. David was the least likely of Jesse's sons to be chosen. He was the youngest son. He was a simple shepherd. He didn't even get an invite when the prophet Samuel came to offer sacrifice in Bethlehem. And yet God had chosen David to be king and shepherd of his people. Imagine, what did the young David feel at that moment? Overwhelmed? Sure. Scared? Probably. Uncertain of the future? Without a doubt. Sound familiar? Have you experienced any or all of those emotions over the last 7 days? I know I have. The fear of the unknown is a powerful fear, a fear you may be struggling with right now. Despite his fears, David accepts the anointing from Samuel. And what did the future hold in store for David? Well, there were some pretty bad things. War, insurrection, betrayal, an adulterous affair, the death of children and friends. But there were many good things as well. Great military victories, the union of the 12 tribes of Israel into a great nation, the beautiful Psalms that David authored to express his feelings and emotions to God. Towards the end of his reign, the nation experienced great peace. And finally, a wise son, Solomon, who would succeed him as king. He is remembered as Israel's greatest king. And by the time of Jesus, the Jewish people longed for David's line to be restored, to make their nation great again. All of this traces back to this one moment from today's reading, this one moment in Bethlehem when David accepted God's call despite all that was unknown. Fear of the unknown is powerful. We're probably all struggling with it now, in one degree or another. There's just so much that we don't know. You don't need me to go through all the questions that are up in the air right now. But what we do know is that God is always faithful. He has our best interests in mind. David, he made some big blunders as king, some really big mistakes. Yet God was always there. He was sending him helpers, and he forgave him when he was contrite. What is imperative now is that we move forward with confidence in God. The man born blind in the gospel today is an example of the confidence that we need at this moment. The man receives this miraculous healing from Jesus. He never asked for it. Jesus just went ahead and did it. But what Jesus does ask of him is to speak with confidence about what had happened, to give witness. The man becomes a witness to his neighbors when they ask, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" He stands up to the Pharisees when they interrogate him multiple times. He stands in striking contrast to his rather weak-sounding parents. They try to pass the buck. They say, "Ask him. He's of age. He can speak for himself." And finally, the man who can now see gives a beautiful testimony to Jesus. He says, "I do believe, Lord." And St. John tells us he worshiped him. The man born blind didn't know exactly what was happening. The situation was probably changing rapidly. It was unfolding in a very distressing way. But he acts with confidence, and he gives witness to Jesus. If God had wrought this great miracle for him and brought him thus far, he wasn't going to leave him prey to those who would do him harm. You see, my friends, we can let this time in which we live tear us apart, or we can let it change us for the better. When you're tempted to let the fear overwhelm you, remember David. He didn't know all the details, but he stepped out in faith. Recall the example of the man born blind. His circumstances didn't defeat him. The Lent of 2020 is certainly unique. Please God, we will never see one like it again. But may we also look back on this Lent and remember that it was the time when I learned to put my fear of the unknown aside, when I learned to trust more in God's providence, and when I learned to speak with confidence about my trust and hope in Jesus.